cruise control, and the rest. Thank you for making us number one. Right, Dr. Shine, a big welcome.
Thank you, the father. Officially welcome to the award-winning show. It feels good, you know.
Yeah.
It feels good. And you know, see, our people are there. They make us number one.
That's right.
Number one. And so, yeah, we are glad that we are always with you. And so, yeah, in fact, we go party. We go party this Saturday. So wherever you are, if you are driving, park.
Yeah, the celebration is on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, at HR Lounge. Yeah, we are celebrating the big win.
Yeah.
The big award.
Mm.
Drive Time radio show, you know, of the year.
Yeah.
Right? So, congratulations to us.
Bam yada. And so if you are driving, park. If you are driving, park. And if you are riding. If you are riding, stop, then park. But then if you are enjoying a ride, that is, if someone is giving you a ride, tap the one who is giving you the ride to stop and park. Take off, we land on the big dial. This is Hits 103.9 FM. Of course, this is You Say Waiting Live on the Cruise Control, the award-winning number one show in the whole world. Drop your name, drop your location. Let's give you a big mention on the big show. Full house activated. Full house activated. You know, see the man, Arnold Day. Producer extraordinaire, oh, holding us down, making sure, see, everything be nice and clear. And you know, see, the man, DJ Icon, is squashing everybody,
squashing everybody.
The man, Prince Lechu, oh, hard guy, hard guy. And so, full squad, get on Facebook, drop your name, drop your location. Let's give you a big mention on the big show. The father of all DJs, that honest way, you know what I mean. We know I miss for anything.
Yeah.
Drop your name, drop your location. Let's give you a big mention on the big show. The roll call is about to go down.
Aaron BN is on the radar, says all correct. I park for Airport Junction. Aaron BN is the name.
Mm.
We are the winning team.
The winning team.
Cruise control to the world. Hits FM, the best station ever.
Mm.
Big turn up to all members of the turn up army, the great turn up army. This Saturday, we are all going to HR Lounge for the celebration. It's free entry.
Free entry.
Free entry.
Free entry.
Yeah, this Saturday, I said, yo, free.
Free.
Nobody's going to pay.
Ah,
so it's free entry.
Ah.
We are celebrating a lot of things.
Of course.
You know, we're celebrating victory.
Mm.
You know, so make sure you come through. It's free.
Free.
Free. Right, HR Lounge, Dansoman.
Mm.
We're going to have a good time. Right, don't forget to buy your ticket for the biggest night's Guinness Ghana DJ Awards by dialing *714*888#. Very important. This is Iran BN. *714*888#. And follow the hashtag Guinness Ghana DJ Awards 25 for all the updates. Love G is on the radar as well. Love G says, good evening. Big ups to the controllers of the airwaves, Mercury Quay, the DJ's president, the entertainer's entertainer, and Dr. Shine, chairman of the Riders Association. This is Love G. One. Big congratulations to the Cruise Control. On winning Radio Program of the Year at the Ghana Media and Entrepreneurship Awards 2025. Radio Program of the Year. Radio Program of the Year. Truly deserved. We keep raising the bar and entertaining the nation. More wins ahead. This year's Guinness Ghana 2. This year's Guinness Ghana DJ Awards go bust mine.
Mm.
The artists in the DJ lineup alone be crazy.
Lineup.
But apart from the performances, make you watch out for the setup.
Mercury. Love G.
This is
Love G.
Love G says the artists in DJ lineup alone be crazy.
Okay.
But apart from the DJ lineup. Apart from the performances, make you watch out for the setup, the stage, the lights, the LED screen, and all will be on another level, bigger and mega than last year. If you'd never see LED screen set up before, then Guinness Ghana DJ Awards be the place. and only Mercury Republic fit pull this. No other event company they do up. So don't sit down. Just dial *714*888# to grab your ticket at a discounted price. Do this and thank me later. Three. Mercury Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Ascata them. Try us. Our success. Go choke at them. I love you.
I love you.
Love
you. You are the G. You are the G. Yo.
Love G. This is too much, man. This is too much. This is too much. Yeah.
Scatter them.
Scatter them.
Go choke at them.
Harry Shark, what do you say, sir? Good evening, Mac Shine. Apart from Shama. Dr. Shine.
Mac, okay.
You see, when we say ambassadors.
When we say ambassadors.
These are the ambassadors.
Yeah, they are.
Not these people who just be waiting and then you don't be saying, free ticket. I need a ticket. Those are.
You are not an ambassador.
You are not. You want a ticket?
Yeah.
Look, Love G. He's giving you a comprehensive account of what to expect.
Exactly.
And he's putting it on social media. Look, if you see Love G, you see Aaron B. Every minute they are posting about Africa's biggest DJ event. These are the ambassadors. These are the people we call fans.
Of course.
We call them fans. These are real fans.
Obviously, you go where they're in Toys, send me tickets.
Send me tickets.
Take two in the morning.
Big up yourself, Love G. Big up yourself. And we they see. We they see everything. I'm telling you. I they watch everything. Yo. Harry Sarkozy says, good evening, Meg Shine. Apart from Shyman, Washington, we're partying on Saturday. Saturday. HRD 4P inside. 4P inside. Osei David says, all correct. Guinness Ghana DJ was loading. Get your ticket and link up on November 29th. Hey, Osei David, big up yourself. Juliet Quaito says, hooray, our show is number one.
Of course.
Can't wait to celebrate the big win with you guys on Saturday. Saturday we are bringing our award we are bringing our award to HR. When I say HR, I don't mean your company. HR lounge. That's what we're gonna be on Saturday. Big shout to 5,000 boys on the radar. Emmanuel Mate says, you spoiled there. Big up yourself. 5,000 boys. Good day, McShine. The Nungwa 5,000 boys say, we congratulate McShine and the whole team of Cruise Control. This Saturday, we go turn up DC. So come and see it loud inside Nungwa 5000. It's like a sound system. Shake the floor, GH. Said Clothing says, can't miss this program. You know where are they? Are they Tolon? Northern region.
Tolon.
Yes.
Tolon.
You always despoil there. Big up yourself, Said Clothing. And of course, Iran BN comes back to say, this Saturday we're going to HR Lounge for the celebration, free entry. Dennis DeWelder says, I'm in tune. Hey, big up yourself, Dennis. How to Dennis? Big up yourself. Christine Jabba says, good evening, Turn Up General. It's Collins inside East Legon Hills. I'm enjoying the show with my mom, and congratulations to us for being the number one radio show. Thank you so much. And of course, Promised Land is here. Bogosu is coming like never before. A big shout out to the whole Bogosu crew. And Nana Manase Aborampa says, whoever is DJing should just win DJ of the Year. DJ Icon. DJ Icon. DJ Icon.
Icon for DJ of
the Year. For DJ of the Year. For your consideration. Yeah,
exactly. You for consideration.
No, this is the DJ's Grammy.
Yeah.
So you understand, you are making a nomination for the consideration.
Yeah.
Of the board.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly. Worth celebrating, you
know. Yeah, worth celebrating. But yo, but this year's Guinness Ghana DJ on the nomination, Charlie. The board, Dr. Shine. This one let me mention. The board has serious work to do.
Serious way.
No small.
That I'm actually
the entries received for this year's Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. The entries. 12,694 entries.
Hey,
Dr. Shine. So they. Hey. So I'm just. I was just. You know. I saw the figures and I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah. 12,694.
Dr. Shine. So Big shout outs to the entire Kabudo, to the board, Hubert Kofianti, Mr. Kwame Adujemfi, Daddy Ahuma Bosco Kansi, all the rest of the, you know, the board making it happen. Yes. We can't wait to see the shortlisted nominees.
Of course.
Who will be vying for the big, big, big positions on the 29th of November.
Exactly.
One of the categories I'm looking forward to is Mixtape of the Year. Mixtape of the Year.
The last time we were giving a hint.
Yeah. You know, so watch out. It's going to look really, really interesting. Hey. Cups and Bays. You know, I'm looking forward to setting, you know, names in there. Let's see what the board, you know, brings, you know, across. And also DJ of the Year is going to be hot. DJ of the Year.
DJ of the Year.
Because this year the DJs work. Dr. Shine. So looking forward to that one as well. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for Artist DJ of the Year.
That is another one.
Artist DJ of the Year.
In DJ Khaled's voice. So we can't wait. I mean, it's gonna be very, very interesting. And Emil Smith says this Saturday will be fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
Kezi Bans, Nyamiche Tete says more fire, Mercury Quay, you do all. And Osei David comes back to say, Dr. Shine, I think it's about time DJs gave some funds of their bookings to be kept in the Ghana DJ Awards coffers to help support our DJs and many other exciting events. Imagine when every DJ's booked if it passes through Ghana DJ Awards for a percentage to be kept in the coffers. Well, it's a very great suggestion.
Exactly.
You understand? Yeah, because this is the event that is powering, you know, the yes.
Mm.
So it would be good to give back,
yeah,
you know, to it. So I'll say, David, that's a good suggestion. Aaron B and says, guys, follow Guinness Ghana DJ.
Just
also,
follow.
Right? Yeah,
just follow.
All right, Dr. Shine.
Just follow. Yeah, let's get into it. In fact, sharing is caring. Don't forget to share the feed. But then, the father, there is a message here for Sakodie the Intim.
What?
Sakodie and Intim. Mm. There is a message here for America. People say they don't want to see what recently we witnessed for here, whereby, you know, an artist, Fadlan, say Iveston Boy, take off, he come, you know, get, you know, chance perform, where they know address the issue well.
Right.
Even if they've sent a message by WhatsApp to the man Reggie Rostone for whatever happened in Kumasi, Mercury, Ghanaians, they call, say, they for use the medium where they use to invite him for the event. They for use same event, avenue to address this particular issue. Sake of Mercury, Ghanaians say they see something and it is not looking good. We'll get into this particular discussion here on the show. This is You Say
What Are They Seeing That I'm Not Seeing?
The father, I don't know, sir. We'll get into the discussion. They give me evidence and we'll go share for here. Sharing is caring. And so we'll get into this particular discussion here on the show. Now, a country called Ghana. The father, you know, say this show and 103.9 FM.
Right.
We mean entertainment. And our core mandate...
You don't need to be told.
Exactly.
Right.
Our core mandate is to entertain, inform, and educate.
Right.
There is some name going out. Stone Boy. And they are attaching it with SHS.
What?
You know, be Stone Boy. You know, be Stone Boy. We'll get into this particular discussion. The father, you know, be Stone Boy. People are even calling that name must be taken off. Where would they hear him for? Where did they attach him to? SHS. We'll get into this particular discussion here on the show. This is You Say Waiting Live on the Cruise Control. Banelab, stay tuned. The father, you the guy say for here, in this country, some incident happened where they say some white powder, where they say that they carry go someplace.
Right.
He go ten, you know, kokonte.
Yeah.
I mean, cocaine.
I remember that.
He go ten kokonte.
Yeah.
Mercury, we are still in Ghana. A very similar incident. The boil up. We'll get into this discussion. Okay, it is not looking good as I speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Heads are rolling.
In Ghana.
Okay, I say Ghana.
Right.
Heads are rolling. From Eastern Region to Accra. full track, if you go missing, we'll get into this particular discussion. Okay, it is not looking good one bit. We'll get into this particular discussion here on You Say Waiting. And so, but if you are driving, you know how you do am. Before you go drop your message, you for park, because we want to keep our streets clean. Let's say big ups to man like Macho Blogger. The Benghazi. Solid man by all standard. Yeah, ensuring see right news go enter the airwaves. Right news go enter the airwaves. Get on Facebook. This is Hit 103.9 FM. And we are about rolling. We are about rolling here on You Say Waiting Live on the Cruise Control. Now, let's get into this particular discussion. If you're on Facebook, share the feed. Share the feed. Yeah, because sharing is caring. Now, the father.
Yeah.
Let's get into there.
Let's say big shout out to Frankie Five.
Frankie Five. Top notch.
The one and only Frankie Five.
The one and only. Now, let's get into the discussion. The father, you know, say, somewhere last 2 weeks, here, where we had that discussion about the fact that Fadlan has not been happy after a year or two. Some incident will happen for Accra here. He says Stoneboy invites him, make him play show and things, you know, get perform. And since then, he's been angry. He vexed Stoneboy in people because he feels they no apologize to him properly. According to him, like they for apologize to him, even though a producer who true, you know, whom true the approach or they go to Fadlan,
right?
They apologize to Fadlan from whatever he got from Stoneboy. He shared that particular, you know, apology with Fadlan, but then he no pick. Fadlan was still angry, and so a new show that
because he probably was expecting Stoneboy to personally call him
So the father, and so a new show that he was supposed to be built, he say he no go play the show, and so it be back and forth. So till date, Fadlan seems not happy about Stoneboy and team. The father, you know, say after the Rapaholic event, the very beautiful event that we've been, you know, hailing, historic. We've been hailing back to back. Now, this particular event, after the beauty, the glamour, and everything that we witnessed over there, one issue is becoming an issue. The father, one particular thing will happen for there is becoming an issue. You know, can I say after the event, the man Reggie Rockstone came out to explain why he performed last for that event under, and why he performed at the moment where the people tire. So his performance wasn't really welcome the way it was supposed to be.
Right.
He also explained why the plan that they had, which was to surprise the artists, the way Obuord and, you know, Obrafo then Sakode did.
Right.
Nothing happened. Despite the rehearsal and things, so he can't explain. And during the explanation, you heard that before the man Reggie Rockstone started to talk, the wife was even telling him, say everything, say it all, tell them whatever happened. And the legendary Reggie Rockstone assured the wife, oh, don't worry, you are my manager, I will tell them all. So he came out and told us everything.
Right,
that happened for that particular one. We even got onto the phone to speak to his personal DJ, his official DJ, and his DJ also gave his account of how he sent the audio, the file, and later, you know, the file was corrupted. He had to send it again. All these accounts were given here on You Say Waiting Live on the Cruise Control. Now, the father, there seems to be a big issue. After all this happenings, there seems to be a big issue. Take off, you know, say, whilst we they celebrate Sarkodie, Stone Boy's video was also roaming. People were, you know, tagging Stone Boy's video, people were posting Stone Boy video, calling Stone Boy video historic and intense. So there seems to be some kind of heated, you know, atmosphere that we experienced during that few moments after the Rapaholic. But then today, the father, issue where the boy they come, I feel they for resolve them early
right
before, because Ghanaians say they see something beyond the usual. They are seeing something beyond the usual. This is the issue. You know, say the man Reggie Rostone, after the event, the only video he posted on his IG,
right,
be video of his explanation as to why he didn't perform. If you get on his IG, that be the video where he posts from the event, where people they talk, say, oh, like they see, they expect, say, oh, they go see, say, oh, they post more videos, you know, the big up sack and things. But then we've not seen any video as such on his handle. But then few hours later, the video where it pop up for there be the video where it generates a whole lot of discussion and making the atmosphere heated. That be the video where the man Reggie Rostone posted, and that video be Stone Boys 2023 Beam Fest. Maybe that video where people they tag historic historic. That be the video the man Reggie Rostone post for in IG. Now this be the caption. You see, sometimes you go post, you go share, but the caption idua that today they speak volumes. Right. So get on Facebook. This is Hits 103.9 FM, and the caption on this particular post from the man Reggie Rostone. Everything is here on Facebook. Get on Facebook because that post, Stone Boy comment for under. Maybe we.
Right.
Stone Boy comment for under. Where some comments where people to the pass under that particular post. Comments where people they pass under that particular post. They make it, they raise eyebrows. Now let's get into it. This is Reggie Rostone, and this is the post. It goes like, goosebumps. A great time in Ghana indeed. The boys, they work, and we applaud you at Stone Boy. With the applaud, you know, emojis, and with the Ghana flag, three of them. Then it comes, salutations. And
three Ghana flags.
Three Ghana flags. Then salutations and 10x egg pan your rocks watchy. Well done. Where he mentioned Dr. Louisa, Stone Boy's wife. Then he blessed you all. What in Michael Quay's voice? Where he sign, you know, this is the post. This is the post. So, goosebumps, a great time in Ghana indeed. The boys they work, and we applaud you as Stone Boy. Salutations, 10x on your rocks watchy. Well done, Dr. Louisa. Bless you all. What? The father, this post where it drop, Dr. Louisa can comment. Stone Boy too can drop in comment. Stone Boy's comments be historic. Historic. That term for some days now has been trending. Historic. Stone Boy can reply historic. Then Reggie Rostone come in again.
Right.
He come in, can talk, say, amazing. And Stone Boy's historic. Amazing. Now, let's stay away from Reggie Rostone, Stone Boy, and the caption. Some comments under this particular post where they generate eyebrows. This comment from...
It's raising eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Right. They raise eyebrows. This comment from Junior Sonny. Junior Sonny says, so Reggie Rostone want to tell us, say, he wasn't able to post the immediate... He wasn't post... Make a take him again. Junior Sonny says, so Reggie Rostone want to tell us, say, he wasn't able to post this immediately after that show. Until the Rapaholic homecoming saga. You just want to create chaos among the fans as it's still ongoing. As it's still ongoing. Very disappointed legend. Megukwe, this be one of the many comments raising eyebrows about this particular post.
Right.
Now, the father, this way it throw us back to Fadlan than Stone Boy, them are issue. Fadlan and Stone Boy. Fadlan disrespecting Stone Boy and things. It started from inviting me for show. I come, I don't get a chance to perform. I wasn't properly apologized to. And since then, I don't have that thing for Stone Boy anymore. I know they see him. The father, in this case, Reggie be one top-notch legend.
Right.
And he's supposed to be celebrated. But then, for that particular show, that is the Rapaholic Homecoming, it's as if Reggie wasn't celebrated enough. From all indications, it looks like he wasn't celebrated enough because they rehearsed to perform to show that, yeah, this is a legend. But then the performance can't show like somebody where they want give on stage, make it just perform, according to people. Because they say everybody perform finish, medical, shatawale, you know, sakodie. The reigning artists, them will perform finish. Where right. They say, you know, Reggie Rostone, senior man, make it can, you know, perform. The father, this particular performance, according to people, it wasn't well calculated. In self-talk, say, if it be somebody like go, left go. But then, he just had to let the show go on. At a point, self-talk, he said, like, he want enter the stage. But then he was like, no, I'll be senior man.
Get on the stage. Right.
I said, no, I'll be senior man. So, I have to chalk. The father, this is the issue where they worry a lot of people. Now, Obibini, this morning, you know, Obibini be top-notch rapper.
Yeah.
This morning, he was on the Daybreak Hits show with, you know, Dorian Avio and Kwame Dadi. And he mentioned that particular show, the way Reggie Rostone was treated or handled, wasn't proper for him.
Right.
Yeah. He says it wasn't proper. And looking at all these things happening, Reggie going back to post 2023 video of Stonebwoy and things, Reggie hasn't said anything, but people they see, say, Mekwi, it could look like, from all the indications and things where they go on, the wife telling him to say it all, talk whatever happened, it look like the man Reggie may not be happy about all the things where it happened. And so according to the team, that is if they've not approach Reggie Rostone after the event, they foresee Reggie Rostone, then resolve this amicably, Mekwi.
Right.
Sekov, Ghanaians say they are seeing smoke, they don't want to see the fire. They are seeing smoke and they don't want to see the fire. So, even if they've used WhatsApp or any medium to reach out to him, to, in a way, apologize or send a message to him, Mekwi, they for use the channel that they used to invite him for the show, because Fadlan said they didn't use that channel and still he's angry. And comparing Fadlan to Reggie Rostone, who happens to be a legend in the game, Michael Quay, appropriate channel must be used to address this particular issue. Every day we say this, one industry, and Sarkode is on this campaign that we will all be one, just like the Nigerians did it, bringing them artists together. So say they go fill big stages outside. Let's listen to the man Obibini on this particular one. He is not really, you know, glad about the way the legendary Reggie Rostone was handled in Kumasi during the Rapaholic. Live on Facebook, this is Yusei Wetin, live on the Cruise Control. Share the feed. Sharing is caring. Ensure to drop your comments. Legendary Reggie Rostone.
I mean my brother Sack for such a beautiful concert the other time. It was a glittering night, but what I felt like they rather underutilize Reggie Rostone's presence, who is the godfather and the foundation of this thing that is feeding all of us. And see, if Oyeb concert beside, you should direct it towards rap and him, glorify him as well. You get what I mean? So I mean, this is all boiling to the fact that rap, you know, sanity, you know, and the nature of the sport, you know, we are deviating from it.
From rap?
Exactly. People are so emotional about this thing, but that is not how rap was. That is not even how rap is. You get what I mean? Variety. Variety is the spice of life. Ghanaians should be welcoming and be open-minded.
This is Obibini. Obibini, the father. Bade Banshee. You say waiting.
No comment.
0548-841-039. 0548-841-039. Let's have your opinion on this particular one. This is You Say Waiting live on the Cruise Control. Drop your message. drop your message, and you know, the father of all DJs, go make sure, say the whole world go have a feel of what you have.
Israel Pendo
Osasere
says, I'm back again more than a year now.
Wow.
It's been more than a year.
Wow.
And that's been because I lost my phone.
Oh.
And I'm glad I'm getting back with my only family on radio. Yeah.
I love that. Only family on radio.
Yes.
Only.
Yeah. Says, greetings to the only Mr. on radio, Hagla, and the father of all DJs worldwide, Mercury Quay. Shout out to you, Israel. Welcome back. Good to have you back on the best. Nana Menta Aborampa says, whoever. Okay, so I think we got that already. All right, so yeah.
Right, let's get into this discussion. But father, something they happen. Is it when this lookalike and things thing started, people were warning some of the lookalike, say, hey, the brand way they can't use, no, say it be powerful brand. So if you can't use that brand, the name, the face, and everything, some self, if, in fact, they didn't want them to use them a brand at all, sake of they know what could happen. Mercury, do you know, say, people don't like their names to be used by other people?
Yeah.
Because they can't trust you bearing that name, what you go take the name you do. Today, something will happen where the whole of Ghana, we've been condemning, Mercury Quay, is taking a whole new twist and discussion in this country. The name Stone Boy is a big brand that the whole world know the joke with. Stone Boy is a big brand. Enter everywhere and mention Stone Boy, and you go see, say, this be brand. Attracting powerful brands. That is Stone Boy. And so anytime they go mention the name, people, hey, where is he? Where is Stone Boy? That is it. Now, the issue will happen for Kumasi KNUSTSHS, where an assistant headmaster was seen in a viral video
assisting outright.
Oh, I understand, because I mentioned
assistant yes, yeah, so I right, so
but this time I'm not assisting, maybe right. Okay, this time around, funneling, you know, the breast of a student,
right?
Very disappointing from, you know, such a personality, assistant headmaster. Now, the father, this issue where they happen, where people they condemn, you know, condemning every bit of the issue. Interestingly, a friend of this particular man, they give an account of this thing. And through an account, he says, the man, where we they talk about, the assistant headmaster, it be some gentleman, where you know they